762, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Hello and welcome to Look What's After Happening, the breakdancing of your heart.
The breakdancing of your heart, yeah. Total eclipse of the breakdance of your heart. That's what Toni Braxton was talking about, by the way. Unbreak my heart.
Really?
Yeah.
She was talking about Unbreakdance My Heart was what the original...
It was just a little too wordy, an extra too many syllables.
Yeah.
An extra too many.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so she had to cut it down to Unbreak My Heart.
I mean, those are the rules back in those days. You could only have 84 words in a song.
That's it. It was like a haiku. It was strictly managed. Mm. And if you, you know, if you went outside of the norm, then you were blacklisted. Mm. In Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, the center of all music, Hollywood. Yeah. So anyway, that's it.
To Neil Diamond.
Certainly did. Mm. Neil Diamond hasn't been in a movie in I don't know how long. Not since...
The jazz singer.
The jazz singer. Yeah. I was going to say Thor.
Was Neil Diamond in Thor?
Could have been.
I mean, that's not that long ago now.
It isn't that long ago. No,
he could have been.
He could have been.
There's no way to disprove
it.
Think about how many extras
are in
that film.
How many extras they had, and they're in helmets.
Yeah.
You're going to go through all of those
shots? Meantime, it could have been one of them.
Yeah.
For all you know.
For all you know, and for all I know, certainly.
Yeah.
Rumours are, after they'd finished it, and it had been in the cinema, Neil Diamond turned up and said, ha-ha, I'm
rumors
back,
are.
Baby.
Now, how did your picketing of the Thor film go? Neil Diamond could be in this film.
Yeah, well... It went well. I mean, it went as well as I could have. Like, a lot of people crossed the picket line, I will say. It didn't seem to stem the flow or slow down the enthusiasm at all.
How long did you last before you headed in and watched it?
Honestly, I put down the sign maybe... I got tired, so about 6 or 7 minutes in.
Yeah.
You know when your holes...
Someone was coming out from an earlier screening and they were like, it's pretty good.
It's actually pretty good. You should check it out. And I said, you know what? If I am going to protest this, I should check it out.
Mm.
So I went in and I watched it and I did enjoy it. And I'd fully intended to come out and to like continue my protest.
Yeah.
But at that stage, it was close to 12 o'clock and there was no one going anyway because there was no more showings of Thor.
So you just got a...
I got a little ice cream. As I left, a little Ben and Jerry's, and I headed off, and I got one of those kebab rolls on the way home. Do you know, it's kind of like a, it's like a
kebab.
It's a kebab, but it's shaped, it's round like a burrito,
right?
Yeah, rather than kind of like in a pita.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was good. It was good. Anyway, so that
does
was the end
roundness
of it.
Help.
It feels like a little. I don't know, like a pill of food.
Mm. A big, big pill.
A big pill, but nothing you can't swallow with a gulp of water.
So you swallow it down in one.
In one gulp.
Unhinge your jaw.
Don't need to.
No.
Don't need to actually. Double hinge my jaw, actually, just to get extra.
What does that
mean? Well, it means you know when you tense? You know when you tense? That's kind of what I do. So I tense all my musculature around my jaw, and I just force
it
in.
Your jaw is like... force closed, like it's stuck.
It's no, it's
tight.
It's open, but it's open in a kind of strong circle. So,
I mean, let's not
forget. Hold on a second. I need to explain.
Let's not forget that it's not easy for you to get food past all those teeth.
That's
in the
what
first
I'm saying.
Place.
I have wooden teeth in there, right? I have some of them around, some of them are wooden. So, like to get anything in.
Did
through,
you say some of them are round, some of them are wooden?
Some of them are my own.
God, that's
some
that
of them
is
are round.
Far from round. My own.
Did it sound close to round?
It did to me, but I don't doubt you, Colin. I'm just saying it's...
You know
it's,
diction isn't the easiest thing with a mouth full of
really
wooden teeth.
Cheaper, can you say? You know dick shit. Which is
you
fair
know
as well.
Dick shit about my dentistry history.
I have the certificate to prove it. I know dick shit.
You went to Dick Shit's art course, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and you did an 8-week course with Dick Shit.
And I got to know him more than Art, really. And so he was like, "Do you want the certificate to say you know Art?" And I was like, "I want a certificate."
Does he say? Does he call it a certificate?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, right. Because he's he models himself after Sylvester the Cat. Suffering succotage, he says
that
all the time.
Guy. Yeah.
And
I thought you were going to say Stallone, but the cat, of course, the second, very close second.
Well, he's the three known three Sylvesters.
Stallone, the cat,
and the guy who sang "You Make Me Feel Mighty Real." Sylvester. He's just called Sylvester.
Right.
You know that song.
And is it Sil? Not at all. Is it Sil?
You make me feel.
I do know that song. Yeah. Is that
that's by Sylvester.
Can I say, forget the art class. When are you getting back to the lounge singing?
Yeah.
When are you getting back at it?
Oh, I mean, it's
Killian,
been
we need you out
turbulent world.
Did we introduce ourselves? Asher, who cares?
I don't think anybody. What does the introduction even mean? I don't think anybody needs that. If you're here for garbled nonsense, you're here. You don't need to be like, well, who is saying what?
Let's not break the fucking reality here. You know, we don't need names.
We don't need people to be clued into what's going on. Just have to, like, get on board and just listen. Just listen. Be ready
just
for
let
like,
it be on.
A whole load of stuff which is not going to be tied up. There's like 12 threads on the go.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And each turn, when you think something's going to be explained, we take a handbrake to it and we just like dive into something else. Lounge singing now is what we're talking about. But five
that we've never mentioned before and we'll never mention
five
again.
Sentences from now, it'll all be about being addicted to fennel or something.
100%.
Yeah. You were addicted to fentanyl, weren't you?
Fentanyl.
That's it.
Different thing altogether. I was having fentanyl on all of my salads. I didn't realize. I thought it was fennel is what I thought I'd bought. But I bought a bunch of fentanyl and I just sprinkled it over the top. Like that. What are those little gold flakes to improve your, if you're not taking in enough protein as a vegan? They have these little gold flakes. It's like
vegan
feet scratchings or something.
No, it's
vegan source.
Yeah,
is it something like that?
Well, now to answer your question, it's vegan yeast.
Vegan yeast. That's right. Vegan yeast. So it was like that, but it was fentanyl.
Yeah,
I just sort of like dotted that over my duck salad.
So it was fentanyl that you thought was fennel that you were using as vegan yeast.
Simple as that.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Anyway, go back.
Do you want to work through
singer.
All the threads
not
that we've got?
We don't need to. Lounge singer. You're not back at it yet, but we'd love to have you back.
Yeah. And anyway, to go back, I have a certificate about Sylvester.
Yeah, no, you says, missed it. No, it's not Sylvester.
He fancies
you
himself.
Dick shit.
I have a certificate that I know dick shit.
Which came
from your teeth being wooden
teeth
and round,
wooden.
And you say the word round sounds the same as my own.
Yeah, and you said, I said diction, and you thought I said dick shit.
Yeah.
And it was from the kebab that I was having on the way home from protesting Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which may or may not have Neil Diamond. Anyway, my name's Kelly Vermillion. Colin, unfortunately, now is spewing water from his nose and mouth. At the thought of Neil Diamond being in Thor.
Well, do you know why?
Yeah.
And I've only just realised.
Yeah, just use this one here.
Is that okay?
Towel.
I've only just realised this. I meant Troy. And I've been saying Thor.
Why did you mean Troy, though? I mean, how does that improve things?
Well, I don't know why it improves things, but he could have been one of the extras with a helmet.
Yeah.
But I had just...
Put the extras... It all works.
No,
every
it all
single
works.
Thing
it's
works.
Fine. It just... I reminded myself that what I meant was Troy.
Troy, yeah.
And I had been protesting outside of Thor when I was trying to protest Troy.
Oh, my God.
And
Jesus.
I went into
Troy...
Did those
films even come out of the same year?
No! years apart.
Yeah.
And I went in and I was like, "Jesus, that's not what I expected from Troy."
Yeah,
I didn't realize there was flying gods and hammers and all.
Where's the Greeks? Where's the Trojans?
Where's Achilles? Where's Brad Achilles? Pitt? Where's Boagrius? Oh, anyway,
and you are Collins Press.
Yeah. And we're back.
Welcome. Look what's after happening.
Now, this week, we're tackling something that I think it doesn't get enough airtime, possibly because there isn't a name that we've all settled on for it.
Mm.
And that is, of course, the big plastic coin collectors that you put your coin in at the top of the plastic orb. And it spirals down into the hole, and it's collected for a charity, a local charity, yeah, or whatever.
If anything needs a name, it's this.
This needs one. Yeah. The spiral cups. The spiral charity cups, I guess.
Spiral charity cups, yeah.
Cups. Cup might be.
Seems
cup
odd.
Undersells it.
Yeah. Altar?
Yeah, that's a little bit of an altar
font.
About it.
Spiral charity fonts.
Fonts. Yeah. But it might be confused with fonts.
Your favourite character from Happy Days?
The fonts. Yeah. He's excellent. And he was always stuck on the first letter.
Yeah.
Font is fine. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about.
So that's what we're talking about. Previously we got you started, or you hopefully in your packs you've already done the homework.
Yeah.
And you know all the history for the little statue of a boy who is holding a braille book with a slot in it.
Yeah,
collect coins for charity.
That's somewhere,
because we're not going to talk about that now.
We're not going to do it. There's two or three pages on it in the workbook. So if you open up the centerfold.
Yeah, you will need to know braille.
You will need to know Braille, but it's just after the centerfold. So you flip over the page after the centerfold of myself.
Once you've had... Yeah.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Take your time with that.
Yep.
We've got a lot of work yourself. Into
that. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, get to know yourself. I learned a lot about myself on that shoot. I learned I had an extra hole.
Yes. An extra hole to the ones that you thought you had. Or an extra hole compared to everybody else.
No, I know I've extra couple of holes compared to other people, but I didn't realise I had two belly buttons.
Yeah.
I have a second belly button directly underneath the first one.
When 50 Cent got shot, you were beside him, got a couple of bullets.
Yeah.
Left a couple of holes.
Well, I was beside myself, because that man didn't deserve that violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very angry for him.
Mm.
And then I was beside him as he got shot. So he got shot 9 times, is that right?
Yeah.
9 times. Well, it should have been 10.
So but you one, had one.
One missed.
One missed and one hit, but also hit you.
Yeah, one glanced off his tooth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
good stuff.
And went towards your tooth.
Went towards my tooth, and then obviously I have a mishmash of teeth in there.
Ding, 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 ding.
Like a pinball machine in there. Got high score.
Oh, really?
Both my eyes lit up with dollar signs, and then it went straight down into my stomach.
Were you more starstruck by 50 Cent or when you met Richard Kiel, who, of course, played Jaws in the James Bond films?
Of course, Richard Kiel is my answer.
Yeah.
Of course, Richard Kiel. No other person, like, and I say that person. I'm not saying like
person. Richard Kiel, person.
But what I'm saying,
there's no doubt about it.
But no other person defined an entire character in cinema. Like, if anybody ever has,
they replaced James Bond. They didn't replace Jaws.
You can't replace Jaws.
Yeah.
And anybody that was to play Jaws in future, or if anybody has metal teeth at all in a film, you're like, they're doing a Jaws. They're doing a Richard Kiel. Do you know? Whereas 50 Cent, incredible artist for his time, of course, but other people do what he did.
Yeah.
You know, no one can
follow
rapping, performing. No one can do what Richard Kiel did.
Now, it was a disappointment when you met him and he didn't have those teeth, because you were like, hey, here's a brother of the fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
And he opened his mouth and was like,
Yeah, and it took me a while to come to terms with that. But I will say that...
You were like, well, that's not Richard Keel then. That's obviously not Richard Keel. That's just another 8 foot tall man.
It's just a different person altogether. I thought it was Andre the Giant, honestly. And I just, that was it. I didn't think about it any more than that. I was like, that, I didn't meet Richard Keel. I met Andre the Giant and I headed off. Tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
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 As I just tried to...
Because you don't give a shit about Andre the Giant. Well, I don't even care.
I don't.
That's just Andre the Giant, and well, I don't care about him.
He was just a tall... I think, you know, he wasn't... He didn't deserve the legacy he got as a wrestler.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying about that. You know, some of us have tried wrestling and put a lot of work into it and didn't get anywhere.
Didn't happen
and
to
some
be
of
giants.
Us were just very tall and we got it. Mm. Anyway, I won't get into that. So this is the
What charity are the spinning coin charity funds collecting for?
Oh, any charity.
They don't care.
They don't care. It's not about who they're collecting for. It's about attention.
Sticking the coins in, yeah.
It's about attention. These are the first... These are the first people, the people that came up with the fountain font. They're the first people to come up with the idea of monopolizing your attention years before social media.
Mm.
Which, you know, obviously it's led to...
I mean, there was an epidemic in the 1950s of campaigns of like, we've got to stop kids from sticking coins into these things that go spinning around. Because they would stick there for like 3 or 4 hours just watching them.
Yeah.
Square-eyed they were.
Square-eyed. They were called Square Eyes. There was a whole bunch of nicknames for them.
List them.
List them. Of course, it was Spiral Heads.
Spiral Heads.
There was Spin Junkies.
Spin Junkies.
Yeah. There was Coin Chasers.
Mm.
Yeah. And the worst one, as far as I could tell...
Mm.
Philanderers.
Philanderers, yeah. That was a bit of a confusing one.
Yeah. I think it was the worst one because it was confusing.
I think, well, it started with the coin thing.
Yeah.
But then it became for somebody who was sleeping around a lot because they would do the maneuver.
The maneuver, of course.
With their penis. Instead of the coin, they were like, watch it spin around now.
Yeah.
And it goes round and round and round, and then it goes.
And round. And that, you know, they were doing it in order to like drum up cash to put back into the habit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people were selling themselves performing sexual acts in order to bring in money.
Yeah.
In order to go back down. To the local shopping
centre. Stick the coins in.
Stick the coins in.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, it's all very well criticising coin spinning fonts, but we had to put our money where our mouth is. So Colin lived as a coin spinning font for a week. And how did you get on, Colin?
Well, I'd say it depends on what we're... Because we never sorted out beforehand what our measurement for success was. And I think that's probably something we should do before we do another one of these.
Right,
because we didn't really think, oh, is it good if I get money, or is it good if no one knows that I'm a human, or is it good if I just sort of stay still for a long time?
Well, so, did you feel more fulfilled?
I felt very sick.
Right.
I felt very sick. So almost immediately. So I, you know, the first two or three people that fed me coins...
Mm.
Immediately, I was feeling really, really ill.
So you were taking them down the mouth.
Oh, that's all I had. Down the gullet.
Down the gullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Now, did you have like some kind of funnel
in the mouth? No, just gob.
Just gob. So how is it spinning? How do they roll around?
Well, there wasn't a huge amount. Now, I thought what I could do is, because I have a sizable gob...
You painted the spiral
on
stripes.
My face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your mouth as well.
In my mouth as well, yeah, with Aquafresh toothpaste. Mm. I wanted to use something that if I needed to swallow, I could. I didn't want to use actual paint.
Yeah.
And people were just sort of rolling the coins down my face and I'd land in my mouth and then I'd swallow them. I thought what I would do is I'd use my tongue to continue the spiral in my mouth and sort of slide it around the place. But it's very difficult to get over your instincts. And my instincts when something hits my mouth is to swallow immediately.
No chewing.
No chewing. Never chew because you might miss a bit. You know, some people chew and some food falls out. If it can fit in my gob, I'm swallowing it.
Right.
Because my throat is wide the whole way down.
Right. Same as your mouth. Same all the way down.
Same diameter as my mouth the whole way down. Yeah. Mm. Till it hits my stomach, which is very, very small.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a queue then.
A little bit of a queue, yeah. So it hits the bottom with a slap, and then it's stuck there for a while. Yeah, kind of like
can
a pencil.
Can you hear that slap?
Oh, you can, of course, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're your mouth open, like, it sounds like a pebble dropping to the bottom of a well.
You know,
it sort of slaps now, and reverberates out.
You said kind of like a pencil.
Yeah, shape-wise. I'm seeing a shape.
Your stomach.
The whole esophagus shape, I think, you know, it's straight like a pencil. If you imagine a pencil with the point towards the paper, my mouth and throat is like wide like a pencil. And then when it hits the stomach, very thin, thin at the top or the bottom.
Yeah, the top of the bottom, yeah.
Quick check to the time. Anyway, look, right. that was for my part, I was going to try and live as a week or for a week as a spiral font. It didn't work out well. I only got a couple of hours in.
Minutes.
I was ravaged sick. I got some sort of plague from some of the filthy coins I ingested. Something. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
House MD
is still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And, the interns. I didn't get House.
Oh, right. You got Jennifer, what's her name?
Yeah, and the blondie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pair of them are sort of on the case. They're not very good.
No. You need the real House there. Yeah,
but he's busy working
on
those things.
So it's not so easy.
It isn't so easy. No, you're right. But while I was doing that, you were getting to the bottom of the scandal that sort of gripped the industry.
I talked to some of the key figures involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it had hit these... were around from the 30s and 40s, kind of hit their peak around the 50s and 60s, and there was a scandal around the 1970s. That's why you don't see as many of them around as you would have back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
God damn.
Yeah. He had an affair with one. He was mostly confused. I mean, he did call the thing Sharon the whole time.
The
and so
Sharon.
There is confusion as like, did he just not know who he was taking home?
Yeah.
And did he think it was Sharon?
Now, is that a tactic that would work in your estimation? That if you cheat on somebody, if you cheat on somebody and you just say the name of the person you're with and you're like, I thought it was.
Well, it works particularly well if you find someone with the same name and then. I thought I was with you, Sharon.
Yeah.
And they are called Sharon.
And can we just take a moment, I suppose? And
let's take a moment.
There it is now. But just to, I suppose, hold up Sharon Osbourne as a sort of pillar of strength. Do you know what I mean? It can't have been easy to be the wife of Ozzy Osbourne in his sort of worst years. You know? But a pillar of strength.
A pillar of strength, yes. Which... you know, those spinning things are kind of like a pillar. So you can understand a little bit why he would mistake one for the other.
Yeah.
Although not as strong.
No, sir. Well, they're made of plastic, I guess.
They're made of plastic. So
and a pillar
if
of
you
strength
flop
is made
down
of
on one of those.
Well, as Ozzy found out in the middle
Ozzy
of the ILAC Centre in 1974.
Yeah.
So fresh off a concert at, what's the name of that castle?
Cardiff Castle.
That's right. He was dropped over to the ILAC Centre, of course, which was huge. It was brand new in the 70s, hugely in vogue. And in the middle.
It was exciting. It was exciting times.
Oh, geez, it was great.
Bubble lifts.
Brown everything. Everything was brown.
Mm-hmm.
Brown tiles, like brown walkways.
Mosaic.
Brown mosaic. At the time, it may not look like much now, but at the time it was one of the finest moving water installations, the fountain in the middle, that the country had ever seen. Now it's just kind of a burbling, gurgling kind of like pond, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there one of them in there?
Is it still there?
Maybe they might have just
remember.
Honestly, I find it difficult to remember anything when I go into the ILAC Centre.
I was in there only a few days ago. Yeah. I don't remember seeing a fountain there now.
It's difficult to discern the shape of the ILAC Centre, isn't it?
I think maybe they took out the fountain, they just put that pizza thing in the middle instead.
I don't even know what the pizza thing is now.
Difficult to determine the shape of the ILAC Centre.
Yeah, when you're walking through. Because I don't know, like when you're walking into a shopping centre, when everything's sort of bright and you can see all the corners, I think it's, you know, you're like, oh, I kind of get what shape this is. And the ILAC Centre, I have no idea what shape it is. Is it just straight? Is there a corner or something?
Well, I guess it's a little bit like a lowercase t.
A little bit like a would never have guessed.
Yeah.
Would never have guessed. I go fuzzy. I go fuzzy headed.
Waka waka waka.
I go fuzzy headed when I go into the ILAC Centre. Yeah. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Wow.
I get Muppet fever as I walk into the ILAC Centre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that something I should get checked out?
I think it possibly is. I mean, maybe you have an intolerance to the ILAC Centre in the same way that Superman can't stand Krypton.
Maybe that's what it is.
Mm.
Maybe it's because it reminds me, because of all of that brown, maybe it reminds me of that piano playing dog from the Muppets. Grover. Is that his name? No, not Grover.
Ralph.
His name is Ralph.
Yes, I think so, yes.
That's
Grover's
great.
On Sesame Street.
Grover's the blue guy with the big red lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew it as soon as I'd said it that I was wrong. That guy, exactly. Come back to lounge singing, please.
Well, but this is it. They won't allow me to do it in my Muppets impressions.
The copyright. Copyright issues.
Well, the jazz clubs are like, will you just sing the songs? You don't have to sing them as Fozzie Bear or Miss Piggy or Kermit. I'm like, well, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole reason you do it. It's your raison d'etre.
Mm.
Well, look, maybe you'll just have to find a better club to do it, I guess. Don't give up on the dream.
Oh, no. I mean, the dream won't give up on me.
That's right. Yeah. They keep reaching out.
Yeah.
Muppets. They're like...
Oh, the Muppets. Yeah. And also The Dream.
Oh, the 90s band, D-Ream.
D-Ream, yeah. Okay. They keep reaching out to me.
Very good. Well, did you get anything from the...
I think what?
How did it end up, the old thing?
Oh, he rode that plastic thing and it collapsed.
A
plastic thing in the ILAC Centre and Sharon came along and took him home.
Ah, right. Mm. Did
How he went from Cardiff Castle, I mean, he must have got on the ferry.
On a ferry to an affair.
Mmm, that's good.
Well, that's it then. That's it. And from now you'll just see them because of all of the issues that, you know, there was obviously the addiction issues and then like the scandals that happened in the 70s. They were just very attractive. They had a kind of hourglass figure aesthetic to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they just were attractive, you know, and there's no two ways about it. I found that myself. In my 2 or 3 hours that I was out there pretending to be one, I got accosted a number of times.
Did you?
Yeah, a number of times.
Osborne
again. Yeah. Big van screeched up, mm-hmm. and you just hear Sharon go, "Ozzy, Ozzy!" And then she's Australian, and and then just be a minute. And he didn't get to me because he's very slow.
You need to go back. You need to go back to your Black Sabbath tribute act.
I do. I need to go back. Yeah, on Radio 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they've been asking me back. I think what it is that I got so good at Ozzy, I found myself slipping into it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't sure if am I Colin Spress or am I Ozzy Osbourne?
You do better than your own voice.
Yeah, something to think about anyway, certainly.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Our campaign continues. So we got the statues up.
Check them out. They're smaller than we thought.
Smaller than we thought, yeah.
They are much smaller than we thought, but they're out there beside the Daniel O'Connell statue somewhere there.
No word from Keith and Mikey.
Not yet, but again... I think we're in their spam folder.
I think we're in their spam folder. So if you know them, tell them, text them. There you go. Check your spam folder.
Check your spam folder, yeah. Hopefully that'll get back to them. I feel like Mikey Graham is the kind of person we'll just see around like in Tesco or something.
God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He must be working in Tesco at this point. But
and what was the other thing we were doing?
Oh, Ben.
Ben Bulbin. Yes. We don't want to reveal anything too much about that now. That's no. But that's been his has been going well.
Oh,
is
yes.
All we'll say about
very
that.
Well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. To the surprise of Mrs. Ben Bulbin, Benilda,
who we've constructed. Ben. Ben has... The real Ben Bulbin has fallen in love.
Yeah. It's a bit of an issue
himself.
With that.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So, anyway, look, we'll sort that out next time. The next thing on the agenda, by the way, for the campaign, we're going camping. Camping for the campaign.
Camping for the campaign.
And we're camping in the Champagne region of France for the campaign to be the biggest podcast in Ireland.
Great.
Yep.
Well,
check us out on theimprovpodcast.com.
Yes.
For your merch needs.
And until you do,
that's what's after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.